Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, that we find. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We're part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you shall find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild W with front page picks on Monday. Then turning Tuesday to the Twisted Sisters as they give you Twisted Tuesdays. Wednesday, keeping it brief early in the morning, then come back later that evening as we turn up the heat for the art of seduction. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Southern Arts with Laurent and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dan. Friday, come fill my eyes with open poetry. And Saturdays are split with Gray Eyes and Dan howling at the moon in the Canadian wilds. And exploring Ekphrasia with Captain B2 and Gray. And if you're looking for a little more edgier realm, then check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday mornings. Come take a walk on the wild side Tuesdays. Sit in with Pam as she breaks on through on Friday. Join Aphasiana and Babylon on Saturday as they teach you the fine art of becoming part sinner, part saint. And then every other Sunday, join Arcana and Luyu as they go delving deep into the darkness. check out the contest, the prompts for all of our shows, call into read your poems, hang for the fun. Give us a SoundCloud if you like, because we do prefer listening to your voice, reading your words. And good evening, Jean. How you doing?
Hey, Rex. I'm doing good. How are you?
All right.
Very good. And hello to Pam. It sounds like it's going to be a good show tonight. I like that song we played to start off. That was a good one. One of them favorite ones I have. Hey, Pam, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Just same old, same old. Hey, Jean. Oh. Hey, Rex.
What's up?
Yeah. Huh? Same old, same old. Life is good. Looking forward to the poetry tonight and hanging out with you two and, you know, all that jazz.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a good night, I think. Lots of good poetry. Lots of fun. You know, I'm in a crazy mood. They brought home a puppy today for my son's girlfriend and him and God knows who else. I don't know who it really belongs to. You know, I always get the runaround. And she's a hoot. She is a hoot. Oh, she's just bouncing all over the place. And I'm going,
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have some.
Is she a little dog, or is she going to grow up into something like a small Shetland pony or something?
No, we got one of them already. I think she's going to be like a mid-size. I don't think she's going to be really big. Her paws are not big. She seems like she might just be like just an average-sized dog. She might actually be petite. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. But she's cute. She's a beautiful face on her. But what a pistol.
Aww.
I told Rex she was playing around with a water bottle, and she brought it over to me, and I put it in the in a bowl, and she just took a drink. I said, oh, good. She brings her own water now. So pretty good. Works for me. And what a strange
dog.
Oh,
that's great.
Yeah. So it's been one of them days. You know, what do you do? What do you do? So anyway, Rex, tell us about the Isley Brothers.
Well, originally they came out of Cincinnati as a trio in the early 50s, formed with brothers Rudolph, Ronald, and Kelly, who called themselves Otto. They were joined a little while later by their brother Vernon, and they spent time running the gospel as their musical choice at that moment. A couple of years later, Vernon died, so the trio moved in 1959 to New York City. And they kind of hit their mark in that year with their fourth single, it was called Shout. It was written by the three brothers, and it was their first single on the Billboard 100 chart and sold over 1 million copies. They worked for a variety of labels over the years. They had a top 20 single, Twist and Shout, which is on the board for tonight, plus a Motown single, This Old Heart of Mine, which we just heard. And then right in 69, they recorded their Grammy Award hit, It's Your Thing, on their own label, T-Neck Records. And a couple of years later, in 1973, they included a few more brothers. Ernie joined them on guitar and drums, Marvin on bass, and Rudolph's brother-in-law, Chris Jasper, on keyboards and synthesizers, which turned them into a real band for the very first time, as having their own backup instead of looking for the backup, the other three being the vocalists, and which put them on a new path to a little bit of bit more R&B, funk, and soul music. They kept together until about 84 when Rudolph, tonight's part of the Isley Brothers, who just died recently, he moved on to become a minister. And the band ultimately broke up, and they went their own ways. They did have a number of,
Okay,
well, the old, the oldest hotel he died in 86. Rudolph and Ronald released a pair of albums as a duo before Rudolph retired life to a Christian ministry. That was in 89, not 84, I'm sorry. They had many lineup changes getting it all finishing it up. They've sold over 18 million records in the U.S. alone. The first major hit single, Shout, and they've done a number of albums. I mean, they were still playing 60 years into their original lineup. They were still playing. They had Mission to Please out in 96, Internal in 2001, Body Kiss in 2000, and Contagious. As of now, Divided Bloods continue to perform under the lineup of Ronald and Ernie, which was one of the renditions after they initially broke up back in the day. A pair went off and still rolled out as that. And they called him, it was Isley, Jasper, and Isley for a little while. Well, anyway, they've been, the brothers have been on several, the Rock and Roll Music Hall of Fame in 92. 5 years later, they went to Hollywood's Rock Walk. And in 03, they were inducted in the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And they received a Lifetime Grammy in 2014. So they've left their mark for 60 years in the music world. Everything from gospel start with Motown, funk, a little funkadelic music in the 70s, and soul music. They laid the groundwork for a lot of other artists, and they didn't settle down to a music label until they formed their own, which is a good thing, because that way they get to control the action instead of somebody else taking all the upfront and the back end and just giving them a squat to begin with. So that's good.
Very cool. Very cool. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a lot of info, man. A lot of info. Sounds good. You always got the information every week. I like it. So, anyway, that's good. So I guess I should get things started now that I pushed the button to get it started, huh? This is terrible.
Yeah, we can get started. Why not? Because there's a couple of pieces on here that people will recognize. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The first one definitely, It's Your Thing is on there. So
yeah,
that was
there was a lot of them.
Yeah, people forget about the Isley Brothers, but they're still.
Well, it's funny because some of the songs I recognize the song, but I don't think I ever heard the Isley Brothers version of it before, which sounds really silly.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just need to listen a little deeper. It was before I was kind of in a hurry trying to load them up and get them settled in the studio. But it was just it was funny to me. I'm like, wait a minute, why doesn't that sound like anything I've ever heard before? And I'm like, well, whatever. Oh, what can I tell you? But okay, well the first one I'm going to put up tonight is Shine On, Harvest Moon. So let me hit the button and we will go from there. Here we go.
but that was a popular one back in the day. But that's been done by so many people. I mean, Ruth
right.
did the original version back in 1930, and you've got Rosemary Clooney's done it, Leon Redbone,
right.
the Four Aces, Neil Young. So,
right, and you know they would be the ones that I recognize, because this version I've never heard, and I'm going, am I crazy? And I'm listening, and I'm going, I never sounded like that before. I was laughing at myself going, I must be a little confused.
Well, yeah, it's close, but it's got, definitely got a different vibe to it.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, no, it was something. But, yeah, I mean, they weren't bad versions. They were just odd to me, because I'm going, I don't remember it sounding like that. I'm going, is this the same song? And I started laughing. I should leave it to Rex to try and stump me. Yep. But no, it was good.
Yours is usually a singular. Shine on, shine
really?
On, obviously.
Yep. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like the one I know. It must be a different song. Yeah, I do laugh at myself. I do. Somebody has to, you know, take the edge off. But no, so it was, but it was good. It was a good version. Different. Definitely different. Yeah. So I have an audio to go with this next poem, by the way, just so you know. I'm sure you remember. But this one, Aaron Panther says he's been very busy and trying to catch up on doing comments for a contest of his. Okay. And Northern Phoenix says she can hear the gospel influence of that song. So, yeah, I guess that sounds about right there, Northern Phoenix. Yeah. So the poem for this one is Etched on Stone, Life of a Stone. And this is by Jaskaran. So I'm going to put this up, and I'm going to hit the button. Pam, you talk way too much tonight. Just saying. Here we go.
Is there either use a healer? Is the nerve the vine that tangles? Is the skin the root setter? And one like a stone can be die in someone understanding. A stone is a stone, but it takes shape when you need it. A castle or tombstone. This stone is called Edge on Stone. In the silence of the temple, Edge shattered voice alone, a thing from the corner of the rock. Panties, don't see your miss. The world hypnotized with dreaming milk days. Swinging, hinting round the world. One shovel, one peel, and one corner of a sandbox. Vibrating dust into a messy castle. Where rush continuously in the heat of the morning sun, leaves being frozen. Indeed, snowflakes gathered in Siberian clusters. Beneath her hidden sky field, Jared's warm feet. Birds that talk to bring a wild song. Oh my God, it's unbearable to feel the gloom of the dark dead stars. I look up the stars in the moonlit night, trying to curl my tail inside. In the wake of brown, colored mustangs, black or soul. The world got tattered to me, grief, a beaten landing. Breathing gaze, good luck with this. For long, no longer shine. It's all wonder. Thank you.
Thank you for the SoundCloud, Jaskaran. It is very much appreciated. All right, Pam. When'd you kick us off?
All right. I like this one. It's absolutely beautiful with powerful lines. Great take on the chosen prompt. Amazing imagery and metaphors. I like how it speaks on the way that nature sings this a healing balm to the hurting soul. And I like how the first part mentions the temple and the title speaks on stone, as if the idea of being trapped inside somewhere where there is no connection to nature. And, you know, all of a sudden, he brings in the sights and sounds of nature, and I love the description of the fall leaves, a scrunchy rustling in the shade of the morning sun, leaving leaves remain frozen. I guess that would be fall leaves, it'd be winter. But birds at top chirping a Welsh song. I really like how he decided not to just say any, like just song, but a Welsh song. You could almost like hear their, like the sounds of a lyre being played or something like that. And, you know, it's just a wonderful write on the whole idea of stepping out from that stone, looking up at the sky and seeing how vast the universe is and seeing how much is out there to truly heal the soul. So very well done.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
You know, again, Jaskaran, he writes such beautiful poetry. This one has such a sad undertone to it all the way through. In my mind, you know, in the silence of the temple, Asikata's voice alone, ushering from plowing of the rocks, penetrates to mysterious mist. The world hypnotized with dreamy mint gaze, spewing green, glinting brown rubble. One shovel, one pail, and one corner of the sandbox, pivoting dust into a majestic castle. Oh, great lines, but you know, the dreamy mint gaze, but spewing green and then glinting brown and then rubble. It just kind of, it builds it up and then brings it down again. And, you know, that lines about the sandbox, I thought were really clever and well put. But I liked the whole piece. I really did think it was well done. And as I say, it just had that solemn note to it. So great job, Jaskaran, and thank you so much for sharing with us tonight. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jean. He does drop a note in his AM, which is nice. Nature is a universal healer. It can numb the vines that strangle, heal the skin that wolves tatter, and one peck of a stone can breathe life into someone's untold story. A stone is a stone, but it takes shape when you name it, a castle or a tombstone. So that's the idea of it. As long as you give something a name, there's a little touch of remembrance, and especially when it hits down the back end, the gravestones on the earth. Visiting graves, the lotus closes, so the sun no longer shines, the flower wonders, the idea of humanity, the wonderment of how, why, what, where, that, so forth. But the drop in with the idea of the temple up top, it's where you go for your various duties, so to speak. And then the thought of the sandcastle was another thing. And all those little things that are in the darkness of night or the early morning that the moon shines on. And in this case, the harvest moon, everything gets harvested one way or another. Even in death, it's a kind of harvest, but the harvest moon representing the thought to have food for the coming winter. So life goes on. And yet, he does pay that note to different things within that realm, the temple itself, the castle, because you hit on kids with sandcastles, and the thought of the scrunchy rustling in the shade of the morning sun, leaves remain frozen, intricate snowflakes gather into Siberian clusters beneath a leaden sky seal, the rabbit's warm feet. Again, the difference between light and dark and life and death, as well as that note to honor death in the last stanza. So, nicely done, Jasper, and thank you very much.
Okay, well, wonderful wonderful piece and wonderful comments. This piece that I'm going to play next is called Twist and Shout, and here we go.
That was originally recorded in 1961 by the Top Notes, but didn't do so well until the following year, 1962, when the Isley Brothers reworked the song for themselves and it hit the charts. And then the following year, the Beatles came out with their version. So, quick turnaround.
Yeah. Very true. That is a good one. I like that one. Let me see now. Okay. Rex, I guess I'm going to ask you to read this next one. It's called Twist and Shout by Ima Rima.
All right.
So, whenever you're ready.
Okay, okay. There it is. Twist and Shout by Ima Rima. Isley Brothers in 62 could sing a song in impassioned way of just what I needed to do on their record that I did play. I turned the volume up on high, having the house all to myself. Motivation I did supply as knickknacks jiggled on the shelf. Grown-ups just did not understand the music for kids meant to be. Then I did a turnaround and saw Mom and Dad staring at me. Folks finding me in Twist and Shout was cause for my grounding, no doubt. End poem. I like that little bit of humor for that one. All right, Gene, come on in.
I think it's a good piece by Ima Rima. You know, the Isley Brothers in 62 did sing a song in impassioned way of just what I needed to do on their record that I did play. I like the rhyme in it. I think it's cute. I think it's fun. I think it it really hits the hit the notes. I don't want to be funny about it. Folks finding me in Twist and Shout was cause for my grounding, no doubt. Yeah. Mom and Dad staring at her. Mm-hmm. But it was clever. It was fun. It was short and sweet. You know, great brevity. And nice piece. Nice piece. All the way around. Yes. It's a fun little story.
All right. Thank you, Gene. And ma'am, come on.
All right. Well, I do have to agree. This one is definitely fun. You know, as always, great rhyme and flow. I really like the line, knick-knacks jiggled on the shelf. I mean, you could just see the whole idea of, you know, him going all crazy with his dance moves and those knick-knacks all bouncing around. But what was really cool about this, right, was how it spoke on the idea of the music and dancing of a generation and how, you know, with each generation, there's always the music and the dance that the kids are really into and the adults just don't get. And that humor at the end, especially with the ending couplet, had me smiling big. Folks finding me in Twist and Shout was cause for my grounding, no doubt. Yeah, that and probably getting Mom's knickknacks jiggling up, that probably didn't help either. So, but great write and very well done.
Well, thank you very much, Pam. I think the knickknack is a nice transition too, because it rolls off the kitty angle into the the young or preteen to teen, the knickknack, you're going from that, from the old sort of what you got taught as a kid, knickknack, paddywhack, get dog a bone, this old man thing rolling home, and then you're rolling into this Twist and Shout, I'm rolling with it. So you got that transition, which clearly at the back end, Mom and Dad did not understand at the moment, but you know what? They had their day on that notes going from big band into jazz. And then a little bit more after that. So it did, generationally speaking, you know what? There is always a turnabout that nobody understands until later on, and you get it. All right, maybe just a little bit, but it's what it's all about, that motif of moving from one angle into the next. And, hey, every kid tests their parents' patience. It's just what goes on.
All right. You got it. And I think there is. Oh, we do have another one. Pam, can I get you to read this one by Jenny the Deep?
Absolutely.
Excellent. What's this? That's from a Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff song. Parents just don't understand another generational transition. Isn't that the truth? Happens all the time. Okay. And
yeah,
here he goes.
I remember that video. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. That really brings back flashbacks for sure.
Yeah. Okay. This next piece is called Scream Out Loud by Jenny the Deep. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
Well, you lost all your love for me, but how? I scream out loud. No, 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 baby, don't leave me now. Can we please work this out? You're my honey, my one and only. How can you leave me so lonely? You said, together forever. Suddenly, our connection is over. Swell. You lost all your love for me, but how? I scream out loud. No, 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 baby, don't leave me now. Can we please work this out? Oh, 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 the angst and agony feels as if my heart jumped over the balcony. Never thought I'd be the one kneeling, left alone with this miserable feeling. Yeah, 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 for your love, I scream out loud. Watching you walk away hurts me now. As you shout, it's too late to work things out. Ah, 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 tears flow down as I scream out loud. End poem.
Thank you, Pam. Nice read. All right, Jane. What you got?
Nice parody. It says a dark turn parody, but it was a good parody. And then it says, swell, you lost it, your love for me, but how? I scream out loud. No, 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 baby, don't leave me now. Can we please work this out? Great, it was a good twist on the original. You know, it definitely has a lot of good lines in it. It's well written. I can't get the tune and the words in my head together. That's just me. You know, if I get the tune, I have the old words. I can't swap it out in this one. But that's just me, as always. I think it was well done. I think Jenny did a nice job with it. And I like the last stanza as well. Yeah, 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 for your love, I scream out loud. Watching you walk away hurts me now. As you shout, it's too late to work things out. Tears flow down as I scream out loud. So clever take, Jenny, and nice job.
Thank you, Jean. Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Yes, it was. I like how she took a dark twist to the prompt. You know, instead of screaming for love and excitement, she's screaming out of pain and heartbreak. And you know, I thought that that she really expressed well those heartbroken cries of anguish that come when a love walks away. And this makes me think of the whole idea that usually there's one person in a relationship, not all the time, but sometimes you'll have that one person in a relationship who gets blindsided by the fact that the other person didn't want to be in the relationship. And that's what this write feels like to me. And I like how she's there's, I don't know, maybe it's just the way I would tend to read a poem like this, but I feel like certain word choices she had lent well to sarcasm, like swell, like, oh, gee, swell, you lost all your love for me, you know? But the question, but how, you know, works really well because it was like at what point did this happen? So there is, you know, there's a bite to this that works really well, and I think it's very well done.
Nice.
All right. Thank you. You guys are right. It does. Can we please work this out? Runs along the lines of the twist and shout angle. And going with the dark twist, yes, the dark twist and the shout is, it's her screaming out loud, so to speak. And she also does drop that last one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For your love, I scream out loud. For your love. Wow, that goes back to about 60... 64, 65 with the Yardbirds. So she dropped in a little extra as well. So I like that. Thank you, Jenny.
Nice. Okay. Well, another good piece to be read. Okay, here we go. The next song I'm going to play is Sunshine Go Away. And I think this was another one that threw me for a curve. Threw me for a loop. That's what I was going to say. And here we go. You had to see my face. I'm going, it didn't sound like this when I heard it, I don't think. But then, you know, but I recognize the name, the Isley Brothers, and I'm like, well, I don't know. They're pretty, like, I know the name. I'm like, I don't remember that. It was pretty funny.
This was that first year that they had a full band behind them with their the extra two brothers and Chris Jasper.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was different. It was definitely a different version, and I was like, okay.
There was a nice touch of funk in there.
Yes, I think that's really what it is with their versions of the songs. It's like, okay.
Oh yeah, but, you can clearly hear the keyboards and synthesizer that Chris brought along for the group himself.
Right. Absolutely. So the piece I'm going to put up next is called "Dear Sunshine" by Stellina, and I have an audio for that. Okay, and here goes.
Dear sunshine, please go away, for it's raining in my heart, icy fingers ringing relentlessly. Your face brings the sorrow of another day, with no welcoming smile of dawn to cheer. Dear sunshine, please go away. My world is bleak and barren now, without him lying close to me, his breath caressing my skin, with no moonlight whispers to soothe. Dear sunshine, please go away. Though you're there, the sky is ever grey. You can't blow away clouds of loneliness, mercilessly shrouding my soul, with no light to guide me through the mist. Dear sunshine, please go away. Let the world be cloaked in darkness, for gone is my beloved, never to return. I live in a void of nothingness, no smile of dawn, no moonlight whispers, no light to guide, just emptiness.
Great read, Stellina. Thank you for the SoundCloud. We very much appreciate it. Hey, three songs in, we've gone from sad, dark, and into melancholy. What do you think, Pam?
I like it, and you're right. You're right. We definitely, you guys are getting a variety tonight of emotions expressed through the poetry. Very cool. On this one, I mean, as always, Stell does a wonderful read, really putting a lot of emotion into her voice. I like the repetition of "Dear sunshine, please go away" at the beginning of each stanza, because it's a great reflection of the sadness and the desperation. This makes me think of the saying that misery loves company, and beautiful heartfelt lines on not being able to relate to the sunny weather because of the soul is filled with dark clouds. And I really like this all the way through, but I especially like the imagery of "please go away, for it's raining in my heart, icy fingers ringing relentlessly, your face brings the sorrow of another day." And then when she goes into the part where you start to realize that, you know, how much this is about really missing somebody particular. Without him lying close to me, his breath caressing my skin, with no moonlight whispers to soothe. You know, there's no comfort. There's no comfort in the daytime, in the nighttime. It's just all this cold loneliness. And the sun is this reminder of how truly cold things are on the inside. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Nice. Thank you, Pam. And Jean, how about you?
Well, I have to say, you know, I thought it was a beautiful write by Selena, a sad poem of lost love. You know, he's gone, so just let me drown in the darkness. You know, don't come out and try and brighten my world, because there's just no brightness to it. I thought it was wonderfully penned, in another great audio by Selena. And I looked at all the stanzas, and how do you pick one, right? So I went to the end. Dear sunshine, please go away. Let the world be cloaked in darkness. For gone is my beloved, never to return. I live in a void of nothingness. No smile of dawn, no moonlight whispers, no light to guide, just emptiness. I thought it was just a nice piece and very well done by her. So great job, Selena, and thanks for sharing with us all. Nice.
All right, thank you. All right, that dear sunshine, to kick off each stanza, hits on that note of writing a letter, pouring out the soul, so to speak. And it does walk along the same line as the song, but the song doesn't turn around where it's on the line for I'll be damned if I'll have him run my life. But this just walks that full-on note of sunshine, please go away. I don't need that because of the deep sorrow that's felt. I mean, your face brings the sorrow of another day with no welcoming smile of dawn to cheer. That note of what you should get with each dawn's rise, so to speak. And she keeps that note of darkness rolling in with my world is bleak and barren now without him lying close to me, his breath caressing my skin with no moonlight whispers to soothe. So even the moonlight doesn't offer any reprieve. And it continues again. The sky is ever gray. You can't blow away clouds of loneliness. Keeping that feel of let the world be cloaked in darkness, for God is my beloved, never to return. I live in a void of nothingness. No smile of dawn, no moonlight whispers, no light to guide, just emptiness. That last stanza just seals the melancholy feel that rolls through the whole piece. So, nicely done, Selena. Thank you for the SoundCloud.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so we're actually going to put this next piece up for you by Lockdown Larks. It's called Taking a Shine. So, whenever you're ready.
Taking a Shine by Lockdown Larks. Hey, the sun is shining, but I don't feel like taking on heat. I'm getting a light dance with no silver lining because I just can't feel the heat. Every day I've been running, trying to catch a dream. Pay the man, get me going. But it only takes us downstream. The dues mount up to a cost. I'm living off my tomorrow. Can't back the time I've lost. Only hearing songs of sorrow. Hey, the sun is shining, but I don't feel like taking on heat. Getting a life dance is no silver lining, because I just can't feel the beat. Suddenly I'm running into you, and you got something to say. Making me wonder what to do, and I feel a need for the sun's rain. So we fly across sunshine sky, and you climb into my heart. We find where our truth lies. Now we will never be apart. Hey, now the sun is shining, and I just want to feel its heat. Got a life's chance, a silver lining. Today, I can feel your beat. Yeah, how the sun is shining, and I just want to feel its heat. Got a life's chance, a silver lining. Today, I can feel your beat. And boom. Nice. All right, Jean. Come on down.
I think it's a great piece by Lockdown Larks. I mean, a nice take on the prompt. Yes, okay, I'm making sure I wasn't on mute because that's possible. Hey, the sun is shining, but I don't feel like taking on heat. Getting a life dance is no silver lining because I just can't feel the beat. Okay. The first stanza here, every day I've been running, trying to catch a dream. Pay the man gets me going, but it only takes us downstream. The dues mount up to a cost. I'm living off my tomorrow. can't get back the time lost, only hearing songs of sorrow. I think it was a really good take on the prompt. It had that downside to it, you know. And I think that he hit the notes real well in this. You know, it has a lyrical way. Like, you know, he wrote it as a lyric, I'm sure. And I think that it was just clever. I like the refrain, you know. I thought that was just good all the way through. And, yeah, good job. Thanks for sharing, Lockdown Larks.
Thank you, Jean. All right, Pam. What do you think?
I thought this one was a nice reflection of the chosen prompt. Had a wonderful lyrical quality, great rhyme and flow. I like how, first of all, the first part of the poem speaks on the idea of, you know, that 9-to-5 life where, you know, there's no bright side, that you feel like you're just going through the motions. There's nothing to really care about. I especially like the line, every day I've been running, trying to catch a dream. Pay the man gets me going, but it only takes us downstream. So it's a whole idea of just, you know, paying somebody else in order to go higher up on the ladder, but you never make it there. You're just going against the current. And then the turnaround point when it says, suddenly I'm running into you and you got something to say, make me wonder what to do, and I feel a need for the sun's rays. You know, all of a sudden this person comes into his life with this, either just their personality or maybe the words they speak, shine this truth, shine this light. And all of a sudden, everything that he couldn't feel before, everything that he couldn't see before, like the silver linings and the sunshine, all just fall into place, including the beat. So wonderful, right, and very well done.
Nicely said, Pam. Thank you. All right, Lark's back to the song where the front end is loaded with the sad end of things, and finishes out with the turnaround on the back end. And he does. I'd have to go back to the song and roll it. He does hit the notes with the song itself, so it is kind of a parody, or maybe a full-on parody. I just have to match up the words later on to the beat, but it does come across if you hit the right thought with it, especially the right separated notes. Anyway, that first half did walk in that, hey, the sun is shining, but I feel like taking on heat. Getting a life dance is no silver lining because I just can't feel the beat. I like that chorus angle because he does turn that chorus angle around too on the back end, and he hits that one nice strong stance down near the finish. Suddenly I'm running into you and you got something to say, making me wonder what to do, and I feel a need for the sun's ray. So we fly across sunshine skies and you climb into my heart. We find where our truth lies. Now we will never be apart. And then the two finishing. Hey, now the sun is shining and I just want to feel its heat. Got a life's chance, a silver lining. Today I can feel your beat. And that turn of the chorus itself was a nice touch, going from the darker end up top to the lighter finish, which seals the deal on, hey, life's good today, the sun is shining, and I'm basking in the glow. So nicely done, Lark. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Or Jane, we're back on.
Okay, the next piece I'm going to play is called It's Your Thing. And here we go.
Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you
Came after they had a brief stint in Motown where they thought they were being typecast as a second-tier act instead of hitting the big time like the Temptations, the Miracles, and Four Tops. But in 68, they had just come back from a really successful English tour where they were actually quite popular and did well over there. So they left Motown and they went to their record label, T-Neck, which they had formed a few years early but hadn't really gotten into. And this was the first song they recorded out of it. And it became a hit the charts, the Big Book, Billboard 100, hit number two, and was the very first Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group from a Motown act. Pam, it's awful quiet in here.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was reading the room because Pam dropped. Pam was having trouble hearing the music or something, so she dropped. So the poem that I have to go with this is by Betty Page, and I don't know the title of it. I have to kind of coordinate a little better. This is called Come Let's Swing by Betty Page, and I have an audio for this. So, and I don't see Pam. Where is she? She says she's back. I don't know. She's not on my board. So anyway, I'm going to play this audio by Betty. So here goes.
Come, let's swing. Come, let's swing. Choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now. Come and rock my groove. Come, let's swing. Choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now. Come and rock my groove. Well, you want me, I want you to get over here. Delight me, sugar, you got what I want now. You need me now, love, as bad as I need you. Rock me, no preference, well, just give it up right now. Come, let's swing, come, let's swing. Choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now, come and rock my groove. Come, let's swing, come and swing. Choose what you want to choose, pal. Don't be shy now, come and rock my groove. Lord have mercy, oh, let's just swing. Choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now, come and rock my groove, kiss it sweet. Let's just swing, choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now, come and rock my groove. No one's gonna dare tell me now, cause I know for sure what I like. Give up your love to whoever you choose. We got to groove, let's do it all night now. Come, let's swing, come, let's swing. Choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now, come and rock my groove. Come, let's swing, come, let's swing. Choose what you want to choose. Just let me show you how to ride my groove. Come on, let's all say, come, let's swing, come, let's swing. We'll do what we want to do, too. You can't tell us how to rock a groove. Oh, come, let's swing, come, let's swing. We'll do what we want to do now. Oh, yeah. And poem.
Great read and song there, Betty. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. Much appreciated. Aha. There you go, Jean.
Oh, I love this. I think Betty did a great job with this parody. I think she sang it well. She really did it. She does good parodies in general. But this one, I mean, it was perfect. I thought it was right on, spot on, note for note kind of thing. I think she did a fine job with it. I don't even know where to start. I'm like, okay, you know, the chorus was great. Each one of the verses was good. I don't know. She made it a lot of fun. So excellent job, Betty, for real. And just so you know, Rex, Pam is back on the line with us. So, hey, Pam, welcome back.
Good to be back.
All right. Well, we're getting about Betty.
I unfortunately didn't get to hear her entire sing, but of course, as always, what I did hear, I did enjoy. And I had read this piece earlier. She just does such a spot-on parody, and she mm-hmm. has so much fun with it. And I like how she uses the language that just fits with the song, like groove and swing. And I like that chorus is so much fun. Come, let's swing. Come, let's swing. Choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now. Come on, rock my groove. And mm-hmm. I also like how she throws in that, all right, Lord, have mercy. That was really cool. This is one of those poems, one of those parodies that makes me think I'd like to attend a party with Betty, because I could just imagine people swinging from chandeliers and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. but it's just great, and it's a wonderful write on the whole idea of two people that are just, you know, enjoying life, getting their groove on together, you know, so very cool.
Yeah. Damn, chandelier thing you had me thinking of. Da, 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 da. With the opening for 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, yes.
I also thought of the History of the World Part II. Mel Brooks did his imitation with the monkeys and the big stone edifice. That was funny, too. Anyway, Betty did a great job with this on especially the chorus. The chorus was a spot on groove to the "It's Your Thing, Do What You Want to Do." It ran with it, and she offers it up in a duality because "Come on, rock my groove." You get that idea of a disco, or at least probably a disco. Come on. Rock my groove. Give us the songs. Let's have at it, and getting into the drift and the feel of the music itself. And because she is, come on, let's swing. Choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now. Come on, rock my groove. Come, let's swing. Choose what you want to choose. Don't be shy now. Come on, rock my groove. So, plus the intonation, that there is a nice, delightful intonation underneath that hits on the idea of sensuality. So maybe it's a double dip, hitting on the sensual notes as well as the music rolling into those notes. So, well done, Betty. Thank you very much. All right, Jeannie.
Okay. Well, the next song I'm going to play is called Summer Breeze. And here we go.
Oh, know everything's alright.
Way, a little bit of funk and that guitar solo on the back end. That was rocking. Mm-hmm. The original was done by Fields and Croft in 1972. This version by the Isley Brothers was released in August of 73 on their 11th studio album.
Mm-hmm.
I like the funk up front to start it, because you don't realize what you're getting until they actually get into the words of the music. And then you realize, oh, damn, this is Seals and Crofts. But they did a great turn with this.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the Seals and Crofts version. But this one at least was somewhat familiar in sound. Not like the other ones who kind of screwed me up.
They stuck to the original angle, but they put a whole lot more into it. The guitar solo and the backing vocals helped the song out, and it's actually a finer version than the original.
Yeah.
And it's I think it's only two or 3 minutes longer than the original as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I believe that. But it's a good song. I like it very much. Very much. Now, look, our very own Pam Ray wrote to this one. And I'm going to have her read because, you know, I have to be that way. So, Pam, whenever you're ready, this is called The Swang of a Tender Bliss by Pam Ray.
All right. The warm breeze is blowing through my hair of nebulous brown, while daisy chains upon my brow are knotted in summer's solstice crown. The sweet scent of wild roses is drifting through the air as tribute to the love between us, which no other can compare. We are dancing slow and close beneath the maple tree and pine. Your kiss that's filled with tender bliss is both enchanting and divine. I love the strength and steadiness of your arms encircling me. When it comes to my locked heart, you're the one that holds the key. The hummingbirds are zipping round. The flowers are abuzz with honeybees. But there is no summer nectar sweeter than the love between you and me. The fiery sun goes to sleep, then the silver moon does rise. Though Lyra shines through the night, I'm held captive by your starlit eyes. I wish the mistress of the moon would command summer nights to slow, that I'd have more time beneath your smile in the warmth of love's soft glow. But nights and days are fleeting, time moves much too swift. I will treasure moments shared and your words which sways my spirit's lift. End poem.
Great, Pam. All right, June.
What a great piece, Pam.
There's no scare in this one for you.
didn't scare me at all. It only scares the people who don't want to hear about love. They're the ones who get scared by this poem. But this is a wonderful poem, Pam. You know, you don't often do rhyming poems, like straight up rhyming poems. And I think you did a fabulous job with this. It had a nice sway to it. I think it was a great take on the summer breeze, you know. I think you really, it's wonderful. Stanzas throughout. Let me see. The sweet scent of wild roses is drifting through the air as tribute to the love between us, which no other can compare. I love the strength and steadiness of your arms encircling me. When it comes to my locked heart, you're the one that holds the key. There's just each one of the stanzas was great. They were like complete thoughts. And I like that. I think that's, they weren't telling a full story, but each one was a complete little thought, and I thought it was great. I wish the mistress of the moon would command summer nights to slow, that I'd have more time beneath your smile in the warmth of love's soft glow. Just beautiful, right? I love, I'm a hopeless romantic from way back. But I think this is fabulous. I really do. And I think it was a great take on that prompt and definitely well done. So thank you so much. I got a kick out of this one. It made me smile.
Well, thank you very much.
Nice. That's that, Jean. All right. That opening stanza, the warm breeze is blowing through my hair of nebulous brown, while daisy chains upon my brow are knocking in summer's solstice crown. Now that had me thinking of two things. May Day and Burning Man celebration, purely for what they represent. And you held that note. You got wild roses dripping through the air, a tribute, maple tree and pine, the kiss that's filled with tender bliss, both enchanting and divine, with hummingbirds zipping around, flowers abuzz with honeybees. The fiery sun goes to sleep and the silver moon does rise. Though Lyra shines through the night, I'm held captive by starlit eyes, the mistress of the moon, summer's night to show. So you kept that note. Even it is a kind of a celebration in that moment. And I did think the May Day and the Burning Man hit those because you hit on the idea of holding those celebrations and the rejoicing as well as the dancing and the the mixed angle of what's going on between those two celebrations works. So nicely done.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
Done yet.
So
you
I write a love poem. I write a love poem, and you think of some man being burned. What's up with that?
No. I'm not. No, you're missing the point. Everything up until then. Geez, the celebration, not the actual configuration of the what that represents. Even though that does walk the representation of birthing the new healthy year, but I wasn't going for that.
Okay. Thank you for the comment, Rex, and thank you for the inspiration. Much appreciated.
Oh, my God. You guys. I don't know, Pam. I didn't see any Burning Man, but see, I'm not too familiar with that festival, so I'm not going to get into it.
Right. Well, up until
you get to the Burning Man, everything is a celebration. It's all in accordance with nature, and everything goes with it. So that's what I was thinking. Not the actual intonation of the finish of that evening. I didn't go there.
I don't know.
Although that generally was pretty well celebrated too.
Oh my God. Well. You know, we're back to love again. You know, the Burning Men can happen.
That's right.
Some
men
of them just burst into
flames.
Can't
live with them, can't burn them.
That's right. There you go. Now we're talking. Oh, my God. You guys are funny. Okay. The next piece I have to go with that song is called Breeze in the Summer by Jesna Sajan. And I'm going to give this one a read. I'm a little out of practice tonight because I've been back in the wings. Breeze in the Summer by Jesna Sajan. The breeze in the summer, my aloe vera plant, it was photographed without asking me. My aloe vera was photographed without asking me. Who will ask for the aloe vera? The breeze in the summer, ain't it all in my mind? The feelings of the aloe vera, my companion in the night, the breeze in the summer. The hot, humid climate was burning coals. Here I am, a breeze in the summer. The hot, humid climate was burning coals. Here I am, a breeze in the summer. My aloe vera was photographed without asking me. Who will ask for the aloe vera? The breeze in the summer, ain't it all in my mind? The feelings of the aloe vera, my companion in the night, the breeze in the summer. My curtains were out with the dry cleaners in the night on a Sunday morn. What was inside my house was seen by the neighbor. He filmed it outright. Oh, my gosh. My aloe vera was photographed without asking me. Who will ask for the aloe vera? The breeze in the summer, ain't it all in my mind? The feelings of the aloe vera, my companion in the night. The breeze in the summer. Wait. My aloe vera was photographed without asking me. Who will ask for the aloe vera? The breeze in the summer, ain't it all in my mind? The feelings of the aloe vera, my companion in the night, the breeze in the summer. Ain't it all in my mind? The feelings of the aloe vera, my companion in the night, the breeze in the summer. End poem.
Great read, Jean, and you got the extra repeat choruses in there, which kind of threw you a little bit on the note.
It did. I had to scroll up and down. I had to keep going back up, and I'm going, oh, man, too funny. Look, I'll be right back. I have to go get a drink.
All right. Pam, come on in.
All right. Yeah, this one was intriguing to me. I did think that Jean did a wonderful read, especially with having to scroll back up. That was very cool. You know, it was interesting because at first glance, you know, I was like, okay, it's tribute to the aloe vera. But, you know, I see as I looked at the lines, and I especially looked at some of the repeating lines, like my aloe vera was photographed without asking me, and my curtains were out with the dry cleaners in the night on a Sunday morn. what was inside my house was seen by the neighbor. He filmed it outright. And, you know, I thought this was an excellent write on feeling like life is being put on display. It even had a kind of a Peeping Tom type feel to it. But what it really made me think of with her word choices and her imagery choices is the idea how nowadays everybody's carrying around a phone with a camera, and every little thing you do can be so easily filmed. And I also, you know, it makes you think of nosy neighbors and how a lot of times, you know, people can't mind their own business. The feelings, the breeze in the summer ain't it all in my mind. The feelings of the aloe vera, my companion in the night, the breeze in the summer. I don't know, saying the feelings of the aloe vera, my companion in the night, almost, you know, makes me think of, and I don't know if this is right or not, but it's interesting how the aloe vera plant seems to be almost like a metaphor for someone perhaps she's spending the night with that, or is coming into her house, that her neighbors are very nosy and very naysaying about, you know, but creative lines all the way through and very well done.
All right, thank you, Pam. I'm going to go with literality because of what she hits here, that verse one. The hot, humid climate was burning coals. Here I am, a breeze in the summer. The hot, humid climate was burning coals. Here I am, a breeze in the summer. So the thought to aloe vera, actually using not the the phony made-up stuff, but actual aloe vera. You cut up a take off a frond, you split it, and you use that mixture. She hits on that note of, what was it, cooling sheets, I think it was. Anyway. You put aloe vera on at night after you've got maybe a bit too much sun. You get that nice cooling note of the aloe vera as it soaks in, but it also allows the sheets to not scrape or offer a painful note while putting them on. So there is that idea of relief, not just in the balm, but in being able to cover oneself as well as that cooling note. But also that thought you hit on, that idea of the someone taking a picture, and she does hit on the also when they're her drapes were out to be cleaned and someone photographed. So it does hit on that idea. All right, you got to be aware of your surroundings because somebody might be peeking while you're actually saving yourself up with this aloe vera because you got way too much heat, way too much sun that day. So I like it on that note. Thank you, Jasmine. Jean, you back? You going to unmute? No? Oh, Jean, are you there?
I guess she has to step away longer than expected.
I just got here. I'm doing medicine thing for my grandson. Okay, let me start the next song. And now I gotta figure which one I'm going to do. Yes. Okay, I got Shout is the next song.
Yep.
So let me put that up. And here we go.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on.
Say you will.
Say it better.
Say
that you
Their first number one hit, 1959, and it was a response song to Jackie Wilson's seminal love song, Lovely Teardrops, which they interpreted that performed that song during the club day.
Tell you. That's a good one, though. That's a good one. Absolutely.
Yeah,
now,
and you got caught.
I know, telling my grandson all about it. Yeah, I know, I realized it. I laughed, I went, oh, well, I guess everybody knows that we're doing the great, his ear, he told me his ear hurts him. But he didn't tell me his ear hurt him all day yesterday. He's been on medicine since Friday, so I don't know what to do with him. So I have to get an appointment tomorrow. So here we go again. It's the way it is. Anyway. I did chuckle when I gave you that long pause, and I heard you start to talk, and I said, oh, doesn't this come back one? Don't ask me how I knew. Anyway, Ms. Pam, I'm going to ask you to read the piece that goes with this song. And this is called This Ain't by Liquid Mind Forever. So here we go. Whenever you're ready, girlfriend.
All right. This ain't the same old sound. Get down, and your outrageous gown. This refrain's unbound, unbound. This sound's been frowned upon, so get down, get down, get down. Come tout your horn and blow your scorn from dusk until early morn, born on wind and rain, its pain's refrain. Gain yourself release, let go your shame. Get down in your outrageous gown. This ain't the same old sound. Unbound the sound's refrain's unbound. Been frowned upon, so get down, get down, get down. This ain't the same old sound, same old sound. Get down in your outrageous gown. This refrain's unbound, unbound. This sound's been frowned upon. Get down, get down, get down. Down or up, it's society's cup, a chalice or grail, let's erupt. It soon will be, do what you do just for you. Screw the who you're posing to be. Get down, you GD damn clown. Been frowned upon because you dig its sound. This ain't the same old sound. Get down, let it all hang down. This ain't the same old sound. Get down, your outrageous gown. This refrain's unbound, unbound. This sound's been frowned upon. So get down, get down, get down. Sing your song for the world to hear. Sing out loud, sing out strong. Come here, the vibe's right near. So get down, get down, get down. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You're standing strong, off with their heads. The world's all wrong. Dance your truth, advance the youth. Get down, slam bam your truth. Get down in your outrageous gown. Been frowned upon like a foolish clown. This ain't the same old sound. Get down, get down, get down. Don't frown. Don't frown, do wop, clip-clop, clip-clop, sing your pain, regain, don't stop. Get down in your outrageous gown. This ain't the same old sound. Get down, stop being their clown. Get down, bebop, alulu, dig this sound. Get down, this ain't the same old sound. Get down, you're doo-wop, bound. This ain't the same old sound. It ain't the same old sound. Stop this bullshit, stop acting the clown. Get down, unzip your grip, get down, doo-wop, doo-wop, just stop. Stop, just stop this clippity-clop. Get down, just stop. This ain't the same old, this ain't the same old sound. End poem.
Great recap. Thank you very much. All right, Gene.
Wow. What a cool piece. She's got a lot of, God, I don't even know how to express it right. You know, gosh, I'm at a loss. It's got a lot of flow to it, definitely. You know, the rhymes and the wordings and the different stanzas. You know, the get down in your outrageous gown. This ain't the same old sound. Unbound the sounds, refrains unbound, been frowned upon. So get down, get down, get down. I imagine it was very challenging to read out loud. You know, in my brain it kind of goes, you know, okay, and it kind of spins around and spins around the different stanzas. But this ain't the same. Where am I? Down or up, it's society's cup, a chalice or grail, let's erupt. It soon will be, do what you do just for you. Screw the who you're posing to be. It's, it's a unique piece to me, especially for Deborah. I'm not used to seeing like this kind of wordplay by her. Usually it's a different type of wordplay. And I think it was well done. And you know, it kind of, as I said, it swirled around in my brain, and it wasn't a bad thing. It just kind of, you know, kind of rolled, which I thought was clever and well done. I don't know if I could have carried that thought all the way down to the bottom. I really don't. So I give her credit for that. That's pretty interesting. I see she has all the words written here, and I guess, clever. I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was a good piece and interesting. I don't know how to speak on what she said. I can only react to how it sounded in my mind and the flow that I felt it had. So I'm going to be quiet now. Great read, Pam. Honest.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, Jean. All right. Mm-hmm. Pam, you got to read it. What about you?
Oh, I like this. It was, to me, a high-energy write, wonderful use of repetition, plus a great reflection of the music of that time period. I love how she throws in the doo-wops and, you know, the doo-wop, click-clop, click-clop, and all that. But there's a lot of great inner and end rhyme, wonderful wordplay and playing around with sound. But it's also got that great message of finding your own voice. I really like where, you know, she says, sing your song for the world to hear. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Come here, the vibe's right near. So get down, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And then, where she says about mentioning, you're standing strong, off with their heads, and the world's all wrong. Dance your truth, advance the youth. You know, that wonderful line speaking on the whole idea that you've got to speak up, you've got to speak the truth, and you've got to do it for not only yourself, but for generations to come. So wonderful, right, and very jazzy and doo-woppy and all that great stuff.
Nice. Thank you, Sam. This kind of hits on a personal level, I think, for Liquid. On that note, you look at that opening stanza, this ain't the same old sound. You almost get that DJ feel right up top. This ain't the same old sound. Get down in your outrageous gown. This refrain's unbound, unbound. This sound's been frowned upon to get down, get down, get down. It gives me that sort of almost the Wolfman Jack note before introducing the song itself. And then the rest hits on that angle. Come couch your horn and blow your scorn from dusk until early morn born. On wind and rain, it's pain's refrain. Gain yourself release. Let go your shame. Now, that thought, let go your shame, had me thinking of, you remember Footloose?
Mm-hmm.
That town where you weren't allowed to sing and dance, and all of a sudden the kids just raised up that note. This walks along that very same path in order to be allowed, you got to be heard. So the thought of rolling in that sound works very well, and this is a nice companion piece off of Shout to begin with. So nicely done, Liquid. Thank you.
Okay. My heavens, Betsy. Okay, the next song I'm going to put up is The Heat Is On. So let me go and find that. And no, hang on, I'm losing everything now. Oh my God, there it is. Okay. Here goes. I'm gonna put The Heat Is On.
Yeah.
That album was released in 75, and it's the third album with all five brothers and Chris Jasper involved in the music.
Nice. Okay, now, oh, shoot. My God, my computer just took off on a wild tangent all by its little lonesome. Okay.
God.
I'm going to put this next piece up, Rex. I'm going to get you to read it. It's called I Can't Tell You Who to Socks It To by Lawrence 67. Right. So whenever you're ready.
I Can't Tell You Who to Socks It To by Lawrence 67. Oh, so you want to fight, do you? Well, take this. Take that. Hey, Nigel, what you doing? Stay back, Alfie. I'll take care of these ugly suitors. Come on, put them up. But Nigel, no buts, Alfie. I have to take care of this mob for the sake of cats everywhere. Our race depends on it. Now, don't bother me. I'm busy. Take this. Wham, bam, pow. But Nigel, there's too many of them. I can't keep them off. Oh, I'm not being... Oh, no, I'm being overpowered. But Nigel, I'm not going to make it, Alfie. Tell everyone that I went down fighting. Promise me, Alfie. Tell them to write a song about me. And tell little Timmy that I loved him. Goodbye, cruel world. Oh. But Nigel, these are just our cat boys that you're losing to. Huh? I know that. I was just funning you. Do you still want me to tell little Timmy you loved him? Shut up, Alfie.
Oh, my God.
All right, Pam, come on.
As always there, Rex, really awesome read, and what a fun write by Lawrence 67. I love the sense of humor, the back and forth between Nigel and Alfie, and, you know, the reference to little Timmy from Lassie, and tell little Timmy that I loved him. Goodbye, cruel world. Very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Gene?
Too funny. I mean, you know, these pieces that Lawrence puts up for your shows, you can read them. I could never read them the way you do. I think that you carry the voice as well throughout, and I think it was pretty funny. No buts, Alfie. I have to take on this mob for the sake of cats everywhere. Our race depends on it. Now, don't bother me. I'm busy. Take this. Wham, bam, pow. But Nigel... Nigel says, there's too many of them. I can't keep them off. Oh, no, I'm being overpowered. But Nigel, I think he's got a great way of putting the humor into these pieces. And it makes it fun. It makes it funny. And if you can't carry the voices, you can't really get it. The first time I read one of these, I was like, what are we talking about? It's kind of like when I read... It's kind of like the first time I read one of Laurent's pieces that he does on what's his name, Pam? What's the name of that series? I had
the Cockroach.
This, like, yes, and I had myself like I glazed over. I'm like, what is he talking about? But when I hear you read it, it all comes to life, and I like that. And I think that's what makes it really good. So you and him are a good pairing. Oh look, Rex, Pam, and Eugene. There you go. Oh, God. So I don't know. Eugene made it on this one. Anyway, great work, and thanks for sharing, Lawrence. It was good. It was good to hear that and get a good laugh from it. So thank you much.
Thank you. The imagination that walks within these things is funny because you think about it. You got one cat sitting around watching the other cat tearing through their toys. It's all right. Yeah, the imagination. What's the one thinking, and what's the other one trying to offer up? So I get that angle. It's funny.
Absolutely. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And this one is called Poodle Skirt in Saccharin. Oh, in Saccharin, Jukebox Baby, by Northern Phoenix. and I'm going to give this one a read. Let me just get button. Poodle Skirt in Saccharin, Jukebox Baby by Northern Phoenix. Diving with my jukebox baby in a dive bar down by the river, the one that floods after every winter. He's got a roll of quarters, and I'm dressed in saccharin, moving to the music, thumping to the beat, dancing to the rhythm, got to stay up on our feet. My jukebox baby has denim ripped in all the right places and a leather jacket with band patches, safety pins and spikes. He's a bit of a demon, a bit of a fright, but it's going to be all right. Checking out my lipstick in my little mirror as he says to me, baby, how about a song? I'm looking good, so I play along. How about pour some sugar on me? I'm craving something sweet. With every chord, he is more of a Casanova, a fluid movement of masculine charm, here to steal hearts and leave them with precious harm, to nurture for her remaining days. It's a good thing I came prepared in my leopard-printed leggings and fancy pink shoes, something out of the best trailer parks in the city. Come for a ride on her own Black Betty, rumbling out in a parking lot, waiting for night to kick in. End poem.
Great read, Dean. Thank you very much. That last had gave me a good image of a Peggy Bundy from Married with Children back into that. What do you think, Pam?
Oh, I did enjoy this. I like the artwork that she attached to her poem. It really has a great nostalgic vibe to it. I really like, my jukebox baby has denim ripped in all the right places and a leather jacket with band patches, safety pins and spikes. He's a bit of a demon, a bit of a fright, but it's going to be all right. You know, it's really got that great nostalgic vibe. I like how it speaks on, you know, being attracted to that bad boy and, you know, the leopard print leggings and fancy pink shoes, something out of the best trailer parks in the city. That definitely cracked me up. That was great. So awesome write all the way through and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Jane, you got to read it.
I know, but you go ahead and leave, go ahead and give a comment, Rex, because you'll give a better one than I will verbally, and I'll write mine up.
Well, she does give a nice tone after the music hit. She said that, how about pour some sugar on me? So there's a little Def Leppard walking in the background. I like that. And the opening notes, it even goes back a little further with the thought up front, driving with my jukebox baby, a dive bar down by the river, the one that floods after every winter. He's got a roll of quarters. Back in the day, well, damn. Yeah, a quarter actually got you a song every time out. Unfortunately, you don't get that nowadays. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
It does walk it within the sort of 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. So it does hit the tempo of something ageless. So I like that tune. The note to I'm dressed in saccharin. A nice note to the dress itself, but also the thought of sugar, because she does offer up pour some sugar on me down in the back end. Then hits on the idea of how he's a bad boy, but that's all right. It's wicked. And that note to rumbling out in the parking lot in the 1950s thought. So she hit the angle with this story. So nicely done, Northern Phoenix. I like that. Thank you very much for the addition. All right, we're on the back end. Great show, Gene. Thank you very much. And Pam for joining us. And for Northern Phoenix, you had the boards first all night. Thank you very much. And you got to dig into next Sunday's Halloween contest. And have some fun. Because that's going to be a blast.
Halloween is coming.
All right, gang. Yes, it is. So it's going to be a hell of a week.
Yes, it is. In more ways than one. Oh,
yeah, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I'm going to put up the schedule right after the show.
Okay.
So, great show, Rex. Excellent topic. And look forward to next week.
Absolutely.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, gang.
Absolutely. Good night.